From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Melanie Lekasevic is reporting for Capital Region Independent Media. A student at Ravina Koyemin Selkirk High School was arrested and charged with making a terrorist threat at the school last week. The student, a 17-year-old male, remains unidentified because of his age, according to a statement from the Albany County Sheriff's Office. The school resource officer, September 16th, was notified by a staff member that the student allegedly threatened a teacher and other students. The student is alleged to have said, and I quote, "I want to shoot up the school and the elementary school," end quote, according to the sheriff's office. According to the sheriff's office, the threat was investigated and the young man was taken into custody. Investigators searched the teen's residence but found nothing. The student was charged with one count of making a terroristic threat, a Class D felony. He was expected to be arraigned at Albany County Family Court last week. And you can read the full story in the Ravina News Herald. WNYT Albany is reporting travelers entering New York from Arizona, Minnesota, Nevada, Rhode Island, and Wyoming will now have to quarantine for 14 days. Governor Andrew M. Cuomo, September 22nd, added the five states to the state's travel advisory. Cuomo did not remove any areas from the list. The updated travel advisory now includes Alabama, Alaska, Arkansas, Arizona, Delaware, Florida, Georgia, Guam, Idaho, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Minnesota, Missouri, Mississippi, Montana, North Carolina, North Dakota, Nebraska, Nevada, Oklahoma, Puerto Rico, Rhode Island, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Virginia, Wisconsin, West Virginia, and Wyoming. Cuomo also announced that New York has conducted 10 million COVID-19 diagnostics tests to date. Almost 84,000 tests were conducted on Monday, and fewer than 1% of those tests came back positive. In the capital region, the positivity rate dropped from 1% on September 20th to 0.5% September 22nd, the same day the U.S. death toll from coronavirus topped 200,000. Jennifer Nuzzo, a Johns Hopkins University public health researcher, said, and I quote, "It is completely unfathomable that we've reached this point," end quote. The milestone, by far the highest confirmed virus death toll in the world, was reported by Johns Hopkins based on figures supplied by state health authorities. The real toll is thought to be much higher. Read both stories at WNYT.com. The New York State Board of Electric Generation, Siting, and the Environment announced September 22nd that it will hold two virtual public statement hearings for the large Hegate Energy Green solar farm proposed in Coxsackie. Hegate wants to build giant solar farms in both Coxsackie and Copeg. The 50-megawatt proposal for Green County will have online public hearings at 12:30 p.m. and 6 p.m. on Tuesday, September 29th. For the 12:30 p.m. public hearing, go to www.webex.com and use event number 173587-9970 and password September 29th-12:30 p.m. There is also phone-only access at 518-549-0500 with access code 173587-9970. For the 6 p.m. public hearing, go to www.webex.com and use event number 173-879-4230 and password September 29th-6 p.m. There is also phone-only access at 518-549-0500 with access code 173-879-4230. But to attend, you must register by 4:30 p.m. Monday, September 28th. By going to www.webex.com and clicking Join at the top right-hand corner of the screen and input the appropriate event number listed above and provide all requested information. Likewise, to attend by phone, call-in participants wishing to make a statement at the hearing must register by 4:30 p.m. Monday, September 28th by calling 1-800-342-3330, where they should follow prompts to the appropriate hearing and provide the following information: first and last name, address, and phone number. The hearing will also be live streamed on the Department of Public Services YouTube channel on the dates and times listed above. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.